Thursday, February 18th. This morning I went to the warehouse with Mr. West to see the collection of White House furniture that is not actually in use. In one area, there were those things accepted by Mrs. Kennedy and her committees for the White House during the renovation of 1961. Quite a distinguished, handsome array, and very sadly, a miniature sofa and chair, antiques, the size for a little girl of six or so. And one wonders what use she had intended for them, perhaps in a little sitting room for Carolyn. And then a larger collection, things that had been brought in by Theodore Roosevelt in 1902 and put away during the Truman renovation about 1950. And then the biggest group of all, the B. Altman furniture that was brought in about 1950 and used for a brief time by Truman and then the 8 years of Eisenhower. These were sent to storage by Mrs. Kennedy. There were some strange oddments, a trunk that must have dated from around 1817 with James Monroe on the front. And when you opened it, you saw that it was very carefully built to pack and carry the famous vermeil that Monroe had purchased in Paris and that still adorns the table when we have state dinners. And the wheelchair that President Wilson had used during his last long, weary months in the White House. And a portrait all wrapped up marked Warren G. Harding. Just a day or two ago, I had discovered he was the only president not hanging in the White House. The picture had been sent out to have something done to the frame.
What a lot of
stories this old warehouse holds. I think I found a red rug and a desk and possibly a tall secretary bookcase that can be used in the president's waiting room. We'll work on that later. So I left the ghosts to their own and went on to a luncheon at Mrs. Freeman's for Muriel Humphrey's birthday. The sort of thing I used to do 5 days a week when we were in the Senate and in the vice presidency, and now do so seldom. The only guests were the cabinet wives, and what a nice group of women they are. I had a delightful time. Tonight is the fourth of the congressional receptions, this time for the Senate. There were a lot of my favorites there. The Tom Dodds and the Frank Churches, both the ladies members of my Spanish class. The Lister Hills, both showing the mark of age and how sadly it strikes me. And Jane Lowshy, though I don't feel close to her husband at all, she's one of my very favorite wives. And that latest and most unlikely captive to matrimony, Warren Magnuson and his pretty wife. Abigail and Jean McCarthy, Mike Monroney alone. Mary Ellen is off taking the sun in California or somewhere. The lovely new addition to Senate Wives, Avenel Bass of Tennessee. The Dirksons were supposed to come, but at the last minute we heard that he got sick. He's looked very bad lately, but as soon as he begins to talk, I am mesmerized by his voice, and I forget how he looks. Tonight, we had the showing of the paintings of the White House, and all the ladies enjoyed them tremendously. But it was a short program, so I called on Marvella Bye and then Ellen Proxmire, both of whom talked delightfully. Except people are rather prone to give a testimonial to the present incumbent of the White House, to my squirming dismay. Then I asked if somebody else would like to recall an amusing incident. But I got no volunteers, although I know I have some of the most articulate women in Washington there. So we had a rather long session of touring the library and so forth, and of sampling the hors d'oeuvres before our husbands joined us, because once more it had been a very good session for the men. Lyndon had been in great form, several of them told me. One, a Republican senator, not known for being fond of us, said, "For 5 minutes he was the greatest man I have ever known." I went upstairs about 10 o'clock, and people had begun to drift away, and in fact most of them were gone. And when I emerged from my room about 5 minutes later, Ellen told me that the Magnusons were going to spend the night. That's quick action. I'd just been saying we must be sure and get together for dinner sometime soon, and that's the way my husband responds. Why not now? Well, I found a gown and some makeup for Germaine and got them settled in the Queen's room. Everybody had had so much hors d'oeuvres they refused dinner, except Lyndon had, as usual, 2 bowls of tapioca pudding. How cozy and content Maggie looks,
and how
the wives of his fellow senators are beaming that he's finally seen the joys of matrimony. If I would rate Tuesday night as A+, and I would, I think I would have to rate tonight as A-. The first two fall far short.